If you woke up this morning and read the morning news, you'd probably, like each and every morning, most of the news is all doom and gloom. The weather today is going to be raining. UVA lost the basketball game. So what is there to be happy about? What is the cause of Christian joy? Pope Francis, in his apostolic letter entitled Joy to the Gospel, said this, and I quote, "There are Christians whose lives seem like Lent without Easter. Sometimes we are tempted to find excuses and complain, acting as if we could only be happy if 1,000 conditions were met." End quote. We want this thing, or we want that thing, in order to be happy. We want these things of this world to give us joy. Well, today, as you notice, Father and myself, we're wearing pink, or rose, more appropriately called. And this is a symbol of joy in the Christian faith. For we celebrate Laetare Sunday. Laetare, as you know, is the Latin word for rejoice. Be joyful. And what is there to be joyful about? The Pope continues in his letter. He says, "The good news is the joy of the Father who desires that none of his little ones be lost. That the joy of the good shepherd who finds the lost sheep and brings them back into the fold." End quote. My dear brothers and sisters, allow me today to reflect with you the joy of being a part of the flock of Jesus Christ. What does it mean to be a part of God's flock? In our first reading, we hear how the prophet Samuel went out to find King David. And King David, before he was a king, was this 14-year-old boy, a shepherd boy. And when Samuel goes to the house of Jesse, he looks around and he sees the older sons, the ones that are more likely to be anointed the king. But God says, "Not does God see as man sees, because God looks at the heart." And he says, "Anoint that one, for I will make him a shepherd after my own heart." Now, to put this into modern day analogy, that would be like if our U.S. Senate went up north of Leesburg to a farm and chose a 14-year-old boy to be the new president of the United States. Maybe that would be good. But we see that God has always sent us shepherds. And in our psalmist today, "The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing that I shall want." The Lord is our shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. We want a lot of things. A lot of things we want to make us happy. But the shepherd gives us only the things that we need. And there are three essential things that we need to be a part of the flock of Jesus Christ. The first thing, a shepherd gives his sheep a place of rest. A shepherd gives a place for the rest for his sheep. When it's hot outside, he draws them into the shade. When it's cold at night, he brings them into the cave and he warms them up. The place of rest is the place that you have come here today to rest with the Lord. And how do we live out the restfulness in our lives? To attend weekly Mass. If possible, to come to attend daily Mass. And I encourage each and every one of you to rest with the Lord for 20 minutes each and every day through prayer. When we come to rest with the Lord, we will reclaim culture. I may propose this book entitled Leisure, the Basis of Culture, written by Joseph Pieper. Joseph Pieper was a German philosopher in the 1950s, and he writes this book, Leisure, the Basis of Culture. And if you know any Germans, they're very good, hard workers. And he says that now is probably not a time to be talking about leisure, but he says that in order to reclaim culture, we need to understand the proper sense of leisure. And he says this, and I quote, "Culture lives on region. Culture lives on religion through divine worship. And when culture itself is endangered, leisure is called into question. And there is only one thing to be done, and that is to return to the source of leisure, and that is God. Because God created us on the sixth day with the beast to work and toil for 6 days, but on the seventh day we are made to be with Him." So the first thing, the Good Shepherd provides a place of rest. Secondly, the Good Shepherd provides protection and guidance for His flock. And what does the shepherd protect them from? He protects them from climate of extreme cold and heat. He protects them against themselves, for as you know, sheep are pretty dumb. And He also protects them from predators. Jesus Christ is our good shepherd, and He protects and guides us. But He did not come 2,000 years ago to be a shepherd. He came to establish a church to shepherd us until the end of time. When He saw the people of Jerusalem, He said, "They are like sheep without a shepherd." And immediately, He appoints 12 apostles. He gives them authority. And the authority in order to guide them into the way of truth. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. All Christians believe that Jesus is the way. All Christians believe that heaven is the life. But what we differ on is what is truth. And Jesus set up the church as the boundary of truth, the fence to put around the sheep, the guidance, so the sheep would not hurt themselves, so that they would not hurt each other, and that the world, the flesh, and Satan may not overcome the sheep. Recently, I was talking to a man in the Czech Republic. And as you know, the Czech Republic, the culture of communism, the state had snuffed out the church. And before communism came in, they were 94% Catholic. And today, sadly, only 10% of the Czech Republic is Catholic. And so I was talking to him about the faith, about Jesus Christ. And he said something so profound. He said, "How could I become a Christian if I do not have a teacher? How could I be guided to truth if I have no one to teach me the ways of Jesus Christ?" That's what we come here each and every Sunday, right? We come here to be taught by the ways of Jesus Christ, the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. So first, a shepherd provides rest. Secondly, he provides protection and guidance. And finally, the good shepherd provides nourishment. He gives them water to satisfy their thirst and food to satisfy their hunger. And how much do we have such a good shepherd who provides us the waters of everlasting life in our baptism and provides us the food to nourish us in the Eucharist, which we come here today to partake of. Today is Laudate Sunday. Rejoice, my dear brothers and sisters. I say again, rejoice, for we have a good shepherd in the person of Jesus Christ.